Again, good evening. It's the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Sunday, January 30th, the year 2022. For those of you who don't know me, I am Marcia Hall. I am the Ministry Leader for the Life Development Ministry and the direction of our pastor, Dr. Selwyn Kubakis. I want to thank you for taking your time out this evening to study with us and for your a lot of the names that I'm seeing, I take the attendance, so I know you've been here faithfully, and I thank you for that, and praise God for studying his word. Sister Sanders will not be able to teach today, so we're asking that you continue to lift her up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for her health and her strength. Our teacher this evening is going to be Sister Jewel Gay. And with that, Sister Gay, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you, Sister Hall. Good evening, everyone. It's so good to see each one of you. And I hope that you can hear me, because you probably can hear me better than I can hear you. But our teacher is not going to be able to be with us tonight. We just found that out late yesterday. And so God is in control of us all. And I want to start off first with prayer. And if you'll just bow with me, let's say a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we bless and praise your name. We thank you, dear God, for this day that you have made. Another day, Lord God, the last Sunday in January, I believe, of 2022. And you have allowed us to gather together. Others will probably be joining us, but we gather in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. We thank you that you gave him to us, Lord. He came and paid the price for our sins, and we give you all praise and all glory. We ask, Lord God, that you would be with us tonight. Guide us and teach us, dear Heavenly Father. Let us do whatever is to be done and said whatever is to be said. And we pray and lift up our teacher tonight, Lord God, that wanted to be with us, but you knew from the beginning who would be here tonight. And we just ask that you would just lead us and guide us. She would be with us if she possibly could. And she wants the class to continue on, because your word continues on. And it will continue on after we all passed and gone. So we just give you thanks and we give you praise. Now, Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins and all our shortcomings. Be with us, lead us and guide us through this time that we're going to spend together. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And also, we're going to be with the introduction of chapter 16. This is going to be the first night of that. But before we go to that, I thought it would be one good way that we could pray not only for our teacher, but there are many in our class that's also on the prayer list and going through various trials in different cities that are participating with us. We got various needs, and God can handle and take care of them all. And Jesus covered it all when he taught his disciples and taught us to pray. So I would like, as many of you that would like to join in with me, that we would say the Lord, pray the Lord's Prayer together from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have it, it is written in Matthew 6, I believe, the one that would be best for those of you that would care to join me, could unmute yourself, and we could pray the words of the Lord's Prayer. Let me give you a moment or a minute to locate that in Matthew. I think it's Matthew 6. I'm trying to locate it myself right now. Matthew 6, verses, part of verse 9 down through 13. And I will give you a moment to do that. Our teacher, she had made all plans and was hoping she would be teaching, you know, all week. But she's been weak all week and no appetite and things going on. But God knew from the beginning. And so I'm here to do my best. And with your prayers and everything, we're going to have a great time together in the Lord. So from Matthew 6, verse 9 through 13, if we unite together in prayer in behalf of our teacher and behalf of other members of the Zoom class and all the needs that we have, we got sicknesses and bereaved. Let us pray together. Our Father,
which in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Your kingdom come, will be done.
Thy will be done.
As it is on earth,
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debts.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All right. So God is able to handle all our needs. And I think most of us were able to say the same words, but God understands anyway. But in case we have any new members or anyone joining in with us tonight for the first time, we welcome you. And we're glad to have you and anyone else that you would care to join us on Sunday evening. At this time, you're welcome. And we would like to, we're not going to ask you right now, but maybe you want to put in the chat, or maybe before we sign off, you may want to give us your name and what city or state you're from. That's if you're a new person or with us for the first time. We welcome you. And we just gather in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's one other thing that I want to take care of before we go to our study on Luke 16. I have a little unfinished business. As you see, I am Sister Velma's helper, and I didn't mind doing that, you know, from the beginning, being a helper. Wasn't to be the teacher, but in a very short time, like overnight, I am glad to be able to follow, to fit in. Now, the unfinished business I was talking about is for the readers for chapter 16. And I have made contact with the people that she had given me names, some of the names. And you will not have to read tonight, because I'm not going to try to do like what Sister Sanders did. God didn't make me Sister Sanders. He made Sister Sanders to be her and me to be me. But verses, in case you have a pencil, verses 14 to 18, I will need a reading, not tonight, but when I fill in the form later. And then verses 19 through 24. Now, I was able to contact, or they were able to answer the phone message I left for them, everybody but Sister Diane Davis. Is she with us tonight?
No,
okay.
I don't think she is.
Okay, that's fine. She is with us all the time, but her mailbox was full. That's why I thought I'd ask right now. So what I would like to do is get whoever would like to volunteer for next week, not tonight, but I have a list of names for others that will be reading in chapter 16, but those two sections, I don't have readers written down for them. So if someone would like to unmute yourself and volunteer next week or whenever she gets to those particular verses to be the reader, just the reader, she'll do the teaching, you know, just like in chapter 15. And I wanted to thank all those readers that we had for chapter 15. I thank God that he didn't let that slip by me, because I wanted to thank them. It added, we appreciated you being our readers. So if there is someone or a husband or wife or whatever that would like to volunteer to do those two places, 14 through 18, we need a name there, and 19 through 24. You can unmute yourself if you would like to do one of those.
Let's see if anybody do it. If not,
if the Lord is leading you. If not, I'll be calling to ask somebody. But Sister Velma likes to get these things done, and she was asking me to do this last week, and she would be so happy if some of you would do. And while you're thinking about it, just go ahead and
we unmute it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sister Gay, if you don't have anyone, this is Beverly Jordan.
Okay.
If you don't have anyone to volunteer, I will gladly do 14 and 18 for you. But I don't want to jump
right in. Right. That's why we're opening up for others. Now, I have the name of the people that already have volunteered. I just haven't called off those names, but I can. I don't think I need to call off who is going to be the reader for next week. But those two different places, Sister Jordan, it would be great with me, and I think Sister Sanders would be happy too. Now, which one would you?
I will do 14 to 18, and BJ will do 19 to 24. We'll do them.
Say that again.
I will do Luke 14 to 18.
Okay.
And my husband will do 19 to 24 for you.
Brother Jordan, is that going to be all right with you?
Yes, it will.
Okay, I thought it would be. I thought you would say okay, but I wanted to hear.
He told me before I said it.
Yes. Now, all the rest of you, at least you know, you had a chance. Would you all like to know who the other readers are going to be? They wouldn't have to read tonight.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. The first readers from verses 1 through 4, Sister Carolyn Poindexter will be that reader. Sister from verses 5 through 8, Sister Lily Carter will do that one, followed by her husband, Emmett Carter. He will be reading 9 through 13. And Sister Jordan will be 14 to 18. Now, if there's anybody out there, don't you all say, well, I wanted to read. Okay. But you didn't volunteer, and that's just great.
If someone else,
they will read again for us.
Okay. If someone else knows,
and then verses 25 through 31, finishing up the chapter, Sister Sharon Young will be the reader on that part. And her husband read for us in chapter 15. Now, if there are any questions about this or comments about this, speak now, say it now. And I will give these names to her. Now, tonight, Sister Sanders asked that we stay with Luke 16. And we will do that. And instead of having the readers that I just read off a minute ago, we will all read it together, because she has done that before, encouraged us at the beginning of each chapter that we would read it. And we're going to do that. But I saw Sister Lana there a minute ago. And Sister Lana is a assistant teacher, yes, or whatever her correct title is for this particular class. But this was such a short notice. And we know that you do a lot of globetrotting and everything else. And we've been working together through the years. So I didn't try to call you last night. And we figure you understand, but be ready. I hope that health-wise and everything will go well in the future.
Yes.
But we know that you are there, but I didn't want to call overnight to try to put anybody on the spot, or you might have had other things going on. But we remember. And then also, there are others in this particular class. Some are in the city, and some are out of the city right now. But we worked together through the years, and they are prepared as teachers to fill in if need be. But I just wanted to mention that before the class. So no one will wonder what happened. Well, we know you lied to be in Diddy-Wah-Diddy, and I didn't want to... I just didn't want, I said I would, I'd do because I appreciate being a helper. Tonight, we will read chapter 16 because this is the first night, the introductory night for this particular chapter. Now, I'm going to ask us to read it in smaller sections because if I just start with verse 1, somebody may be down there at the last verse before we get to verse 3. So I'm going to ask that we together, those of you that want to unmute yourself, and if you're visiting with us, we're glad, but we do read from New King James Version so that we'll be with the same words. So let's take it in smaller sections and stay together. So let's try to do 1 through 4. We'll pause just for 6 seconds, and then we'll try to do 5 through 8. Okay? Now, let me make sure I got the New King James Version that I can join in with you. I may kind of fade out a little bit, but Sister Lana, we're all going to read it together.
Okay.
Start us off while I'm making sure I got the right. Okay. 16 verse 1. Are you all ready? Join in with us whenever you can. He also
said to his
disciples,
there was a certain man
had a steward,
and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods.
So he called him
and said to him, what is this I hear about you?
Give
an account of your stewardship,
for you can no longer be steward.
Then
the steward said within himself,
what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg.
I have resolved what to do. That when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their house.
Okay. All right, let's continue on. We're keeping together 5 through 8.
So he called one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first,
How much, my master?
And he said,
100 measures
of oil.
So he said to him,
Take your bill. And sit down quickly and write 50.
And then he said to another,
How much more do you owe?
So he said, 100 measures of wheat.
And he said to him, take your bill and write 80.
So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. Okay, we're going to go on for 9 through 13. And I say to you, make friends
for yourselves.
By unrighteous mammon,
that when you fail,
they may receive you into an everlasting home.
He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much.
And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much.
Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the righteous mammon,
who will commit to your trust the true riches?
And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's,
who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other.
You cannot serve God and man.
Very good. Now, some of the rest of you, let's all join in that want to. We're going to start at 14 now, go through 18. Now, the Pharisees were lovers of money.
All these things,
and they derided him.
And he said to them,
You are those who justify yourselves before men. But God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God.
The law and the prophets were until John.
Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached,
and everyone is pressing into it.
And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail.
Whosoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery.
And whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery. Okay, we're doing good. And those of you that want to join on in with us, we're going to make it all the way through 19 through 24.
There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate for the souls.
Desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom.
The rich man also died and was buried.
And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me
and send Lazarus.
That he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue.
For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said,
let's keep on going.
Go ahead.
But son, remember.
Remember.
That in your lifetime,
you receive your good things.
And likewise,
Lazarus evil things.
But now
he is comforted, and you are tormented.
And besides all this,
between us and you,
there is a great gulf fixed.
So that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us.
Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father,
that you would send him to my father's house.
For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them.
Lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him,
They have Moses and the prophets.
Let them hear them.
And he said, No, Father Abraham.
But if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent.
But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded from the dead. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you that we have done, as our teacher has been leading us from chapter one and past years, even on up to tonight, that we usually read the chapter together. And we're going to stay with chapter 16. But I also want to mention, because one of our readers that are scheduled on the list to start reading with Sister Velma, Sister Cartha and Brother Cartha had an emergency at their home tonight. And she was trying to reach me because the gas or whatever is going. And I assured her that everything's going to be all right. But that also is a way God knows in advance that we would not have to have the readers to be in stress tonight. They'll be able to read when it's proper time and the teacher's here. But I did want to mention that. And it was good that she was concerned and trying and did reach me. So we keep them in prayer. I told them be safe. And whatever, you know, emergencies come up. That's why I'm speaking to you tonight. I had no idea that I would be sitting here. I was going to be sitting right back listening and just taking it all in. But our God is such a great God. I can't thank Sister Marcia enough, our ministry leader, for helping us to get this set up. And I wanted to also mention thanks to our pastor that permits life development to go on. I just love Zoom, that we can meet together in our homes. We can meet together in other cities. And some of you that's on Zoom from chat, maybe you want to put in the chat that you were listening and you were in this class tonight so I can give a report to our teacher that somebody from wherever was with us tonight. Okay, Luke 16, thank God we have read it together. And hopefully you'll be reading on it and studying on it. And, you know, it's just all right with our teacher. If you want to keep on reading the other chapters in Luke, that's fine. Let's look at Luke 16. Let's start taking a little bit. One by one, a little bit. I'm not going to try to do like Velma now. I'm going to be Jewel Gay. That's who I am. And she usually tells us to start pulling out characters, you know. So I thought, let's look at 16:1. And if someone would like to read that one verse, then let's start pulling out some of these characters. And let's see what we can come up with here. If we get one volunteer that want to unmute themselves to read 16:1.
He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods.
Okay, thank you. Now that was Sister Marcia Hall, and that we're going to work with this one just for a little while. And when we go to verse 2, we'd like you to give your name and whatever you, city you're in, Omaha, Kansas City, Chicago, wherever. Maybe you may want to tell us so we get to know each other. Okay, in verse 1, let's make a list. You don't have to, but, you know, it's just something that she suggests from time to time, that you would pull out the characters in these particular, in this particular chapter. Okay. I don't want to say what I wrote down because I have not pulled out all of the characters. But let's together, somebody, when you see one, tell us and we'll put it on our list. And
our teacher would be
priest. Okay.
The rich man.
Okay. A certain rich man. Okay. A rich man, however you want to phrase it. Say it. That's our number one.
Jesus.
First number one, he. Wouldn't that be Jesus?
He.
No. His disciples. You got to look at his disciples.
That's okay. And I think, yes, you're and right. You're right. I missed that.
And then the one that's given us this information.
And then we go to a certain rich man. It wasn't just any rich man, but he's specifying him as a certain rich man.
Yeah, that's what it, when someone said a rich man, and I said there was a certain rich man. And right. Then when we, I want to back up here again. When we said, now Sister Sanders will clarify what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. But we said that Luke was the narrator there. So wouldn't that be Luke when he's telling us in black what's going on, even though it comes from Jesus? God is the one. This is God's word. And Luke is recording what he has studied and found out through the years. And he's got it down here for us to see. So you write down what the way you see it. Go ahead, Susan. Did you have a comment?
Then, of course, then our next character is the steward.
The steward. That's right.
Yes, okay. That's the next character I have down. It's right. The steward. It's
and like, he'll carry like all
the rich
way
man
through.
Was the employer, and then the steward was the manager. Okay.
There also seems to
do
be
we have place. Three listed already.
Yeah, the disciples, a certain rich man, and a steward.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now let me see. And now
we kind of also have a hidden character because it says an accusation was brought to him.
Yes. So
who was bringing
right.
the accusation?
I was going to get to that one. That's two. That's one we don't see a name for, but there was a. One that brought this word to the rich man to let him know what was going on. Go ahead, Sister Lana. Sister Lana had the comment. Now, I'm not saying we got it all right or all wrong, but we know that we're close. And this will be brought out more as we study in the chapter. But the reason Sister Hall said, and what I was saying too, when it said, I'm reading verse 1 again. He also said to his disciples, well, that's Jesus that had the disciples, but Luke is doing the recording of what Jesus said to his disciples. There was a rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him. So that's where Sister Hall and myself were saying, someone brought that accusation news to him. That's another character. Okay, are we together?
Okay.
All right. Okay, now let's go to verse 2. We're not going to try to go too far. And Sister Hall, don't let me run out of time. I thought time coming pretty well. Okay, let me know. Okay, verse 2. Can we get a volunteer that would read that? Okay, let's read verse 2 together then. So he called him and said to him, who is this I hear? What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you have no
steward.
Okay, now we point out characters. So this rich man called the manager in, called the steward in. And I like this manager, I tell you, that's for sure. And he said, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Okay, so is there anyone else we need to add to our list that you see in verse 2?
Okay. I guess we need to define who is the he. So he.
Say it again. Who is this?
It says so he. So he would be
Jesus. I couldn't quite hear you. He is Jesus.
Well, it's not capitalized. That's why I didn't
think it was Jesus. Okay. Let me clarify the he.
Oh, I thought you meant
not capitalized. And two.
It's the rich man.
It is the rich man. He is the he.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one calling in the steward.
Okay.
He's the one that's the leader, the head, the boss. That's why I say I like this man. Hang on, let's get by. He's going to take care of business. Now the teacher's going to teach and explain this later. He's going to take care of business. You can't let things slide. If you're going to be a manager or a leader and he's the employer and this accusation's been coming back to him about this steward, he called him in. He called him in and he asked this question. What is his question? He said, what is this I hear about you? You better speak now. It's almost too late anyway.
But what I like too about this particular scripture where it says, give an account of your stewardship. Whereas in the end, we all go have to give an account.
Right. Amen. That's right.
So this is really helpful.
You're right, Sister Lana. And that's why I say I like this manager. I like this employee. I like the one in charge. He been hearing this, and you got to cut it off. You got to do right. Take care of business. You're out of here. My name's on the line. You know? And can I say one more thing? That's on chapter 16. I was with Sister Bell, my teacher, today, and I thought I'd read through the chapter again, which we did. And at the end, those last verses there and the comment that she had, and many of us can have too, we need to be talking about. There's still a hot fire going on. Just like if she said, help me to brought me in with invitation. And I remember when I was young and they preaching about hell's fire and how much hotter it is in hell than even the fire that we're raising our time and all. It's preaching time. It's time to let people know. And I said enough on that. But when it ended up, when it's talking about, oh, yeah, Lazarus, you know, Lazarus was pleading. He wanted someone to be sent to tell his brothers. But I'm glad that the character you'll see later, whoever it was, will let him know.
Hey,
we
I'm
got preachers.
How are you?
We got people going on right now. And if they won't listen to the prophets and the preachers of the day, they wouldn't listen even if someone came back from the dead. That's, you know, that's a powerful scripture. Okay. How about verse 3? Then when this manager called him in, if there's someone that would like to read verse 3, we'll give you a chance. If you want to read it, If not, right now, I'm going to read because our time is going to be gone. It says, then the steward said within himself, he started thinking to himself, you have to think real quick, you know, you a million times you have to do a quick thought because this rich man, the employer, the boss, had heard enough and he called him in for giving account. And this, this steward, he knew the manager found out, now I got to do some quick thinking. So he started talking to himself, as Velma was saying not too long ago. And he started asking, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. You know, he'd been a manager over other people, had them digging and doing everything else and treating them whatever kind of way. But now his time was on the line. His manager had called him in, and he had a question to ask himself, what can I do? Okay, for my master is taking the stewardship away from me. And he was pondering this all in his mind. And as you read and meditate on it and ponder it in your mind, you can see this. Because if your job was at stake, maybe you just went and bought that new car and new house and everything else. But then now you just finding out that the master, the rich man, the person that hired you, and in our Christian walk, we know our orders come from the Lord. That's why, you know, I was glad to fill in to do my best today as a helper, because nobody knows when we must be ready to do our best, because we all got to give an account to the rich man, the God of all creation, in control of everything, gave us life and health and strength and taking care of us every step of the way. We, each one of us, is going to have to give an account before him. Now, you have to picture in your mind, I don't know exactly when and how it's going to be, but you're not going to get by. I'm not going to get by. Nobody else is going to get by. And those of you, if nobody in this class, but I bet you know somebody or you're around somebody. Some of these people think, well, I can out-talk. I'm a smart talker. Yeah, but God already knows every thought we thought about, everything we did. He knows all about it. I don't think we have any new characters in verse 3, did we? Okay, let's look at verse 4. Now, I know that there's a lot more that could be said, but basically, we're just looking for characters right now. Verse 4, is there one that wants to read? If not, I will read. I have resolved what to do. Now, this is the steward that's talking. He's been thinking in his head. Oh, the boss is calling me in now. He's heard all this, and I got to go in there. What shall I do? Okay, what to do? Then when I am, he wants to know because he's losing his job and he don't want to dig and he's ashamed to beg, but he's in trouble. So then he said, I got an idea. That's my words. I got an idea. This is what I'll do. Number 4, he said, I have resolved what to do. Okay, let's see. That when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So I'm going to stay right here for just a minute on 4. And you may have some thoughts about 4 too. But this steward, in his mind, he said, okay, what shall I do? And he'd been figuring out, oh, I got an idea. I know what I'll do. I'll treat them in such a way that when I'm put out, they'll let me come into their homes for a period of time or whatever. Even though he's done all the wrong and accusations were about him, but he had to do some quick thinking in his mind. Did someone else see that in a different manner that wanted to make any comment on 1 through 4?
I think we have a new character there, Sister Gay. I mean, they come up okay. separately, but it says
Duncan.
Marcia. Yeah. They.
Okay, tell us.
The new character, although it's going to be a couple of characters mentioned in the story,
okay.
they. So those are new characters.
Okay.
Receive.
They're different. What to do. That one I put. Okay.
The owner of the home.
I'm trying to get you right. They. Now, they is in verse 4.
Yes.
Yes.
They may receive. Okay. You're right, Sister Hall. Let me put that on my list. Because this is there. That group of other people. It could be in a number of people in that day. But he's picturing, and it could be just those that older rich man that he talked to, that he's going to treat them whatever kind of way that they might have favor with him. But like you said, that's another character I need to put in my list.
And I think they're just further defined in 5 and 6. Or 5 and 7. But they are further, the two examples of the they are provided in verses 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That they may receive me into their houses. Shall we go to verse 5, or we can still talk about 1 through 4 if you want to. Okay. We're looking for characters, though. So let's go to verse 5. We got about 15 minutes. Is that right, Sister Hall?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, verse 5.
The debtor.
So he called, this is the steward, he called every one of his master's debtors to him. And he said to the first, so we got the first debtor. We're going to put that down as a character. First debtor, D-E-B-T-O-R.
First debtor.
So he called one of his master's debtors to him. Now, there's more than one debtor that he's going to be calling.
Yes.
But right now, I just said this first debtor. And he asked him, how much do you owe my master? Okay. Any other comments on that? Okay. Verse 6. And he said that this is the debtor, the first debtor. He's answering this manager, steward. He's answering him. And he said, 100 measures of oil. So the manager said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. So already this manager is still manipulating, because he's trying to do something good. Now, this is my word. He's trying to do a favor so he might be able to get in that house for stay a little while because he done lost his job, or he's losing being put out of that job. So that was the first debtor and the steward that was talking in 4 and 5. Okay, I didn't see any other character right there. So if I'm passing over one, help me. All right, verse 6. And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, this is the steward telling the second, no,
yes.
Still, this is the second one, isn't it? Second debtor.
This is the first.
All right.
The first. We're still in the first.
Thank you. he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Now, verse 7. This one he calls in this next debtor. Then he said to another. So on my list, I better put another debtor. A-N-O-T-A-G-R. Yeah.
Sister Gay, I think too, when we look at verse 6, I can see where this debtor was eager to give this man 50 instead of 100. He was having a saving. So this was a way that he is kind of getting favor with this debtor.
That's what he's after.
When he lost his stewardship, if I've done you a favor, you are more than likely eager to let me in.
Yeah.
So you would be eager to let me into your house. Instead of paying you 100, I gave you 50.
Yes.
Hey, you saved me, and I'm kind of like indebted a little bit to you.
Yes.
So he's buying a favor on the side, I think, with the making him pay less than he really
paid. Right. Oh, and that's what's said in verse 3. In verse 3, he said, because he had thought to himself up there in 2 or somewhere where it said, what shall I do? But in verse 3, he said, somewhere he said,
yeah, verse 3.
I have resolved what to do. I got this thought that we're reading about right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we as Christians, we got to be strong in our faith and know the word of God, know what we stand for, what we will do, and what we will not do. Because there are many things that would be tempt people, be devil or whoever we're trying to tempt us to do things that we know is not the right thing to do. But thank you, Sister Jordan and everyone. So what verse now we in? Let's see.
7.
Oh, one more 7.
Okay. 7. Okay.
One more thing. In verse 6, if you notice, he said, sit down quickly.
Quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
Right there.
He hurried up and move quickly. Yeah. Want to do this before the rich man finds out I'm still doing this and that because I don't have no money. And I can't beg. I can't do that hard work I've been having you all to do. And I can't do the digging. And I don't want to be with a cup out on the corner begging. So do it quickly.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Lana. That's right. That is good. That's what's happening here. Okay.
Verse 7.
So did we cover 7? Is that where we are?
No, 7 is where we are.
That's what we need to read now. Okay. Then he said to another, this is this steward.
The steward.
He's still calling another debtor. Mm-hmm. And he asked him, how much do you owe? And this man owed 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. And I bet that man might have been glad to do it. But if you are strong and paying the debt that you know you owe, you got to stand strong. So, well, shall I try to just tell him that I owe 100? Or shall I just go on and write this 80 down quickly like the steward is telling me to do? Okay, so that's the test that you got to stand. We got to stand these different tests. And people be trying to take you places or do things that we know is not what we should be doing according to God or the word of God. But we're just going through pulling out characters. And we got through 7, so let's do 8. And our time is going to be going, so let's set a number how far we're going to go. And you can finish during the week or whenever pulling out the rest of the characters. So we'll try to see if we can go through no farther than 13 if we get that far.
Sister Gay.
Yes.
In verse 6 and 7, if you notice, they both owe different things. One was oil, and now this one is wheat. So when we say it was a certain rich man, he was very rich.
They had this he was.
Owed him as they did.
And this steward was very, he had been thinking all in his mind too. I'll tell this one, cut down to 50, and I'll tell this one, write 80. But still this rich man, we said this certain rich man, and there are other things I might could say about that certain rich man, but I'll leave that to be brought out later. So are we ready to look at 8?
Yeah. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. Well, I think we've done a great job tonight so far. We read the scripture, which is what our teacher would want us to do, and to meditate on it through the week and whatever time she read. We got the readers that will be reading for her as she moves through the chapter in the future. And we thank those readers that were doing it for us in chapter 15. So it probably will work out in a similar way, probably, for chapter 16. And Sister Velma has all intentions of hoping to be here because she wanted to be here tonight. But you know, God already knows. He knows all about everything. And I was glad that I also could tell Sister Catherine and Carter and her husband, I pray everything in their home situation will be work out all right, because we were not going to read, the readers were not going to read tonight. And so, you know, God already had that worked out and everything. Yeah, are there any general comments that someone may want to make before I'll do a closing prayer? And Sister Hall, I still have 3 or 4 minutes, do I?
Yes.
I mean, just in case somebody may want to say anything before I pray, it's closing prayer. Or shall I do the closing prayer and then
we got 3 minutes. I guess one thing I would say is...
Okay, 3 minutes. Okay, we got 3 minutes. Okay, let's review our characters. Now, we started out with he also said to his disciples. Jesus was talking to his disciples, but Luke is telling us the story. I mean, I said story reverently. And so Luke is the writer. And that number one, I put Luke and then I put Jesus over there. And then I have the certain rich man is one of our characters. Then the steward, who is a manager under the employer and hired. Then there was a they. What else can I say about that they? So that on my paper, I won't just have they. Let's see where
that there's two examples of they. The first debtor and the second debtor.
Yes, that was in verse 4. Okay, I got it. And then my next one, the first debtor. And then there was another.
Second debtor, yeah.
Now, those were the characters that we as a class pulled out together tonight. Am I right?
Yes.
Did we have any new visitors tonight or new members to the class that we didn't know of? If we did, if you would unmute yourself and introduce yourself, because we welcome any new members. And we encourage you to tell others and invite anyone else that would care to join in with us on Sunday evenings, 6:30 to 7:30. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for the time we've been able to spend together. We thank you for your word, your holy word that's recorded. It's the life in your word. It's a joy to study your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you have left your word for us, and Jesus came to fulfill the word of God, to pay a price that we could not pay. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that you have provided a teacher for us. Thank you for each person in this class, a teacher that says we want the word to go on, and preachers and others that we've been around and still out there, we all know. As Christian, the word, your church is going to go on. And we want to study. We don't want to be canceling if we don't have to. So we thank you for having a leader like that. And we thank you for Sister Marcia and others above us that would allow us to go ahead and read and study. And I think we've had a great time in the Lord with your word. because we read your word, and your word is rich, and your word is health, and your word is everything we need. So help us, Lord, that we may live in a way that's pleasing unto you, Lord. I ask you to forgive us of our sins and all our shortcomings. And we remember our class members and relatives and friends that are sick and suffering in many different ways. There are many names that even on our prayer list at our Salem church, but all other churches, I'm sure, had people on their list of sick. And then there's the bereaved. We pray that you would lift up their bowed down head. And one thing about it, we know, Lord God, you are able to take care of every need. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Excellent job, Sister June.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sister Gary, you did a beautiful job.
Thank you. Good to see you,
ma'am.
Secret.
Excellent.
And all the rest of you, pray you'll keep us in prayer, and we'll meet again next Sunday.